This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Fire Department and Gillette Parks and Rec have made the difficult decision to cancel the 4th of July fireworks display at Camplex this year. Careful evaluation of every scenario that would allow the show to take place was reviewed. All other 4th of July events will take place as scheduled. It's the first time since 2016 that the fireworks display has been canceled. Work on Prospector Avenue in the town of Wright begins later on today. The street will be closed to through traffic and access to the Ag Complex will be restricted to the north entrance off Highway 387. Work hours on the construction site will be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. A GoFundMe page has been set up on behalf of the Simmons family of Gillette, who lost their home to a fire last week. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Restrictions on visitation and group activities at the Legacy Living and Rehab Center has been extended yet again due to another positive COVID-19 test associated with the facility last week. Now the soonest restrictions at the facility can be lifted would be July 12th if no more positive tests occur. A local man visited the Campbell County Sheriff's Office earlier last week to thank deputies and firefighters who helped save his life after an ATV accident earlier in the month. Michael Brandt was airlifted to Rapid City with broken ribs, crushed vertebrae, a broken tailbone, and punctured lungs, and will require more than a year of physical therapy to recover from the accident. Early voting for the August 17th special election will begin on Friday. To take advantage, you must contact the Campbell County Elections Office either by phone, via email, or visit in person. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.